a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, state lawmakers tonight have officially unveiled a $46.4 billion budget, up 15% from last year. As we've been telling you, it boosts the state's public pension payments, also setting aside almost $4 billion to cover debt. Assembly and Senate committee meetings could lead to votes as early as Thursday. With the COVID death count topping 600,000 nationwide, Jersey U.S. Senator Bob Menendez is renewing his push for a commission to look at the nation's response to the pandemic and come up with recommendations for future wide-scale health emergencies.
This is not about pointing fingers. It is about identifying what went right, what went wrong, learning from our mistakes, and making sure that we do not repeat them again.
His proposed commission would be nonpartisan, with an equal number of commissioners appointed by Republicans and Democrats. New Jersey news made possible by Indeed. Indeed believes less is more. That's why they have powerful tools to help you source, screen, and hire quality people faster. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. Atlantic City is dealing with a spike in violent crime, and local leaders are asking the state to do something about it.
Two city council members are asking the New Jersey State Police to take over Atlantic City's police department. It comes after several incidents, including two fatal stabbings over the weekend. Mayor Marty Smalls is defending his administration's efforts to properly equip and lead local law enforcement, while essentially telling parents to get their children under control by saying, quote, "All levels of government do not raise your children." The council members' requests came the same day New Jersey lawmakers approved a bill extending the state's takeover of major decisions within the city. Natalie Migliori, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And video purportedly showing corrections officers beating female inmates at the Edna Mahan facility will not be made public yet. NJ.com reports a judge has delayed prosecutors from releasing the video until a hearing can be held. The scandal resulted in charges against officers, forced the resignation of the corrections commissioner, and Governor Murphy ordering the prison closed. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. A little brighter tomorrow, the complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
Jersey Radio.
You're so right about everything.
New Jersey 101.5.
Now, New Jersey 101.5 Fast Traffic.
We have word of a crash on Route 9 in Berkeley Township on the northbound side of Bay Boulevard. Looks like one lane is still closed. You've got delays farther up the line of Route 9 and through Lakewood and Tom River 2. 70 west in through Brick, very slow at Van Zyl Road coming back up towards Route 88. And more slowdowns on 70 west in Lakewood near the Parkway heading up towards New Hampshire Avenue. Toughest stretch of the Parkway still is southbound between 89 and 82, but it is getting better. And 287 southbound traffic at exit 6 down to 3. More slowdowns coming back on to 440. We're not doing badly on the turnpike. 22 eastbound traffic in Hillside. That's a crash in one lane. Leaving New Jersey, as much as 20 minutes of the George Washington Bridge, 15 minutes and growing at the Lincoln Tunnel. There's a crash just as you get down to the ramp to the Lincoln Tunnel between Park Avenue and Pleasant Avenue there east on 495. Got a squeeze to the right. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south. 295 southbound. We have some backed up traffic at exit 36 down to exit 34 in that area, 73 down to Route 70. And then south 295 is slow again, and that is exit 29 area, White Horse Pike down to exit 26. And then the combo area of 76 and 676 meeting up by the Walt, slow, and then backed up all the way down to 42 right before Creek Road. And we have some delays in Mercer County southbound approaching the Scudder Falls Bridge at 295. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 618 on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones closed up 69 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:05.
Weekday mornings, share your first cup of coffee with Bill Spadia. Watch him on Facebook and listen to him on New Jersey 101.5.
5 News Time, 6:08 now.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The rest of this afternoon, cloudy and quite cool for this time of year with periods of rain. Temperatures in the 60s. Gradual clearing and turning chilly tonight, low 50 to 55. Dropping down to 45 to 50 in the northwest hills and upper 50s at the shore. For tomorrow, sunshine and nice with low humidity, high 73 to 78. On Thursday, high pressure in control with lots of sunshine, high 75 to 80. As we head into Friday, high pressure moves out to sea. The winds turn into to the south. Look for intervals of clouds and sun with highs around 80, low to mid-70s at the shore. On Saturday, a blend of clouds and sun. It will be warmer and more humid, perhaps an isolated shower, high 80 to 85. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Bob Smirbeck.
Ventnor 65 degrees, Vernon 62, Voorhees 65. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey.